Afternoons with Steffi Callister.
Cambridge 105.
So, Edward, why do you believe local newspapers play such an important part in their communities?
Well, I think they're important because I think the relevance is having a trusted journalist and respecting that journalist, hopefully, and listening to what they have to say and their opinions. And it's a third party view as opposed to idle gossip.
There is a lot of mistrust currently in the press with a lot of fake news going on. How do you feel that we should counteract that?
Well, I'm not sure much of that fake news that's in the press is originated by the press. I think a lot of that's from third party unedited.
A lot of spinning.
Well, yes, and also it's just gossip.
Mm.
I think the newspapers themselves aren't producing a lot of fake news. Certainly the local ones aren't. I can't speak for
that. So would you say that sort of accurate, positive reporting is crucial?
I do, yeah. I think that's very crucial.
I know I love the feel of a newspaper, but the younger generation, they're more likely to go online. Do you see that as competition?
No. I think whether we produce our content on a piece of paper or a tablet or a screen, I'm ambivalent.
Which do you prefer?
Well, if I'm on holiday, I actually quite like the screen, an iPad,
because
it's easy, or if I'm on a train. But if I'm at home, I think a piece of paper is quite nice because you just open it and you don't know what you're going to find.
So where do you foresee the Cambridge Independent heading?
I think it'll carry on both paper and the app. I mean, the app that we have is behind a paywall, and we've deliberately done that. The number of readers actually reading it will be relatively small to date, but the intention is to grow that. And I see most of those readers coming from when they're abroad or away or outside the area and don't have access to the paper.
It looks like a nice, classy product. Do you aim to compete with the Cambridge News or to run alongside it and offer something different?
No, we're here to offer something different. We've been publishing since 1922. Our family, and we're a big, strong believer in Cambridge, and think that there is space in the market for at least, you know, several publications.
Well, we're in Milton at the moment, where another of your family's business, the print section, has a state-of-the-art press. Tell me a bit about what goes on here.
Well, here in this building, we publish the Cambridge Independent, and we are also contract printers for a number of other publishers, as well as printing the other titles within our group, which range from Bury St Edmunds to Grantham, Stamford. And one of the other slightly unusual titles we print is the China Daily for a customer in London.
What do you feel the magazines bring to the mix?
It's a slightly higher quality feel. It's a different type of product. It covers a wider geography and a slightly different demographic.
Family history, of course, and printing going back to 1879. Do you feel it's in your blood?
Well, I do feel I think the content is particularly interesting. Although we were printers before we were publishers, so I'm led to believe, although I wasn't there.
You live in Berkshire, bit of a commute. Do you manage to get any time with your family?
I'm not here every day in Cambridge. I do. I'm probably here once or twice a week in Cambridge. Got a good team of people here running it.
Good. Well, wish you every success for the future. Thank you for talking to us.
No, thank you.